Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. Coffee and Capitalism, telling the story of the American entrepreneur. Well, this week, we travel to Carrington, North Dakota, and talk with Roger Gushus with Healthy Oil Seeds, as he talks about the rise of that specialty oil business. Plus, Kevin Black with Credence Energy Services talks about how their niche service has found a place out in the oil and gas industry. Plus, public-private partnerships gone wrong in the water industry. We'll talk with Robert Harms about that. Plus, Brett Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, talks about the UAS industry. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today.
In our next segment, we talk with Robert Gushus, president of Healthy Oil Seeds out of Carrington, North Dakota.
Okay, Roger Gushus is my name. I'm president and owner of Healthy Oil Seeds. We're a processing plant business in Carrington, North Dakota, processing specialty oil seeds, including flax seed, hemp seed, and borage.
Well, we'll talk about hemp seed in just a second. I think the majority of the people out there that are listening kind of understand flax seed a little bit, and we can touch on that too, but I think there's been quite a bit of education over the last decade on flax seed. Borage seed, I don't think too many people are familiar with that outside of maybe your hippie enthusiast types.
Right. There's not a lot known about borage. The average person doesn't know a lot about borage. Borage is an annual oil seed. It has many different uses for it, but the oil is the highest source. It's called gamma linoleic acid or omega 6, and used in many things as far as an ingredient in cosmetics. Also used in diets that are short or low on gamma linoleic acid or omega 6.
And I'm a flaxseed. What are some of the benefits with flaxseed oil? Just to kind of bullet point those one more time for maybe somebody who hasn't turned on a television or read a newspaper magazine in the last 10 years.
Yes, right. Well, flaxseed, it has many health benefits. It's anti-inflammatory, very good for your joints. It's good for helping to reduce blood pressure. It may help you to lose a little bit of weight. Good for your skin. Good for digestion. It has a very good fiber that's a very good usable fiber that's going to help with digestion. Also, It's used in, well, it's mostly used in nutraceuticals for health reasons, like I just mentioned, but also bakery ingredients. It's used in bakery ingredients, ingredients of many breads and muffins, things like that.
And let's transition into hemp oil here, and then we'll talk about maybe some of the production elements in just a moment or two. But hemp oil, that's something that has increased in popularity. The more education that's being done with hemp oil, the more that you're starting to see it on the shelves. In fact, I was in, I think it was Walmart the other day, and I saw that there was three or four different types of hemp oil now on Walmart's shelves. So you're starting to see, like, and I think one or two of them are hybrids, but you're starting to see them show up more and more. So talk to me about your introduction into the hemp oil market, and also just kind of why it's starting to become popular again.
Well, hemp is a crop that we've wanted to grow on our farm for a long time, and we wanted to get into the processing side. I think there's a lot of demand for it, and it has been, most of it coming out of Canada or other countries producing it. And I just felt there's always every reason for it, and we should be producing it in North Dakota and also the rest of America.
To listen to the full-length interview with Roger Gushus, president of Healthy Oil Seeds, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
We'll find a softer sea. And with the waves coming up and the rain coming down, and you think, baby, we're all going down. Just remember, darling, I built this boat to float.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
So won't you come and roll that other oar with me?
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Being joined with Tiffany Steiner from MBI Energy Services, doing an ongoing story on the oil patch is hiring. In fact, I just talked to Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford yesterday, and he mentioned how during the budgetary times, they are actually gearing up for the companies hiring right now in 2017. The anticipation is there from the energy companies, the service companies, etc. So we have Tiffany Steiner on the line with us, who is here to tell us that, yes, people are hiring, including MBI Energy Services. So talk to me about what's going on with your guys' hiring process right now.
Well, Jason, we're on our fifth hiring event. After tomorrow, we'll be at Super Pumper on Belfield. But next Tuesday, we're going to be at the Senex gas station in Watford City. What we're doing, we're going around to different gas stations and travel centers in North Dakota, letting people know that we're hiring and that we would like to meet the folks out in the Bakken. You know, we want to know who you are, what you're doing. We also want to offer you a cup of coffee and a bite to eat on us. We want to just get to know you a little better and let you know that we're hiring, that we have great benefits, great pay, and we have a variety of work schedules.
All right, let's get into the brass tacks of things.
You know, the first thing we do, we have a sign-on bonus of $500. So just for coming on to MBI, you get $500. Plus, like I said before, we have great pay, we have amazing benefits, and we do have a variety of work schedules, so we can work with you because we understand everyone has a family. You also want to take vacations. You want to do stuff other than work. And MBI is really great at working with people. You know, we're hiring for, I mean, I think 150 positions right now, from workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, oil, water, hot oil truck drivers, water transfer technicians, you name it. I mean, MBI is definitely looking for people. We're looking for a great, you know, great folks in the community that want to work for a family-owned company. If you cannot make it to any of the hiring events, please go to our website, mbienergyservices.com, or you can call a recruiter at 575-8242, option 5. That will take you straight to the recruiters, and they can answer any questions. If not, you can also go on any one of our social medias. You can contact us that way. There's multiple ways to get a hold of us. We're excited to talk to anyone. If you have just some random questions, give us a call and we'll be able to help you out.